everybody, Rob Patrick here, and we are here for yet another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the game that is made up in the moment and out of thin air. We have our players sitting here waiting patiently, so we are going to get right into our first game, which is a game we call Field Reporter. In this game, Jason will be our reporter in the news studio, James will be our reporter in the field, and Big Matt and Ty are going to be the people that James runs into to interview about the fact that a giant sinkhole swallowed the town's only Starbucks.
Shame.
James is already feeling the pain. Jason, when you are ready, sir.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10:05. Do you know where your puppies are? Kids love that one. Looks like we've got a breaking news story. We've got a sinkhole that's opened up downtown. We've already got one of our field reporters there. Jimmy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Please don't mind the wind. It is whipping like crazy out here. It is whipping and nay-naying, sir.
That's how it goes, these damn Fortnite kids, I tell you what. But hey, can you get us a sit rep down there? Maybe interview some of the locals. Tell us just what's going on.
Well, let me just give you a breakdown of the situation on the street. The Starbucks on North and Third has fallen into the earth. There is chanting and some fiery brimstone on the one that coming from the hole. On the other half, the other Starbucks right on the other side of the street. Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. I have one of the Starbucks partners sitting on the curb. I assume they're out of a job or they're on a smoke break. I don't know. Sir, please, can you tell us what happened?
Okay, so I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you this. When I was in there, I got my last coffee. I said, look, I need a smoke break. I got to go burn a heater, right? And so I go out back. But as I'm going out, I started hearing digging from underneath. Now, I recently got introduced to this guy named David Icke. I don't know if you've heard of him. So he said there's some people, but they're not people. See, they're lizard people, but they live underground, okay? And what they like to do is dig and also control the world's population, but they dig. And I think that's what happened here because I heard digging. And what else lives underground? It's got to be the lizard people. I'm just saying.
Well, sir, that is very interesting. I do have one question, and that is lizards not known for their digging. Could they be mole people?
Okay, see, you misheard me. I didn't say lizards.
No.
I said lizard people. Okay, that's different. Not the same. Yeah. Go listen to David Icke.
I'm sure I can find him canceled on many platforms. And I see here another Starbucks member coming from the Starbucks across the street. Sir, did you happen to see what happened to your partner store across on the other corner?
Well, you see, that's actually a misnomer. We're not Starbucks. We're Starlux. We're actually a competitive chain. And you see, that Starbucks is really just facing God's wrath right now because of their war on Krampus. They got rid of the Krampus cups. And because of that, they've really just brought on the wrath of the dark demigod of Christmas, Krampus. You see, they used to have these beautiful cups, and they don't do that no more. They got rid of them. They got these plain blue cups now. So yeah, that's just God.
Does Starlux feature collectible Starlux Krampus cups, sir?
Well, as you can see behind me, we've got a person. It's that gentleman dressed like Krampus over there. He's actually holding a display of all 47 of our collectible cups that you can get this season.
Perfect.
And it's just for a deal, $7.99 a cup. And they're better than the Stanley Cup, I tell you what. But it's just art.
Back in studio, Chaz, do you have any questions for what I can only assume are two warring factions, the caffeinated Crips and Bloods of Portland?
I've just got two personal orders. If you could pick me up a set of them cups, that could be my retirement fund right there. Yeah. But also, if you could, I need the pumpkin spice personal lubrication from Starlux over there, if they've still got any.
Which one of you guys sold?
We got that year round, buddy. You good. Excellent. We got you.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I'll take the quart as usual.
There we go.
We're just going to wrap that there. I was with you on those collectible cups until you got to the pumpkin spice lube.
Hey, Ty.
I'm wearing it. It is the season, man.
The Diddy special?
You got to wash your hands before you touch your eye after that stuff.
I like that we've built a Christmas episode.
Yeah. All right. Our next episode is going to be a game. Our next game is a game called Broken AI. In this game, James is going to be a person. And John is going to be his AI.
Ew.
And James is asking John about a rash he found on his arm.
Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Can you look up medical red bumps on arm?
Playing the soundtrack to Forrest Gump on Spotify.
Okay, Johnny, stop that. Let's try this again. Oozing pustules on arm.
Playing Vanilla Ice, the ooze soundtrack on playlist on. Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's T-U-R-T-L-E wrong. Okay, Johnny. Arm burning with the passion of a fiery sun and starting to melt. No, that's wait. No, cancel. That's too much. Johnny, arm rash.
Sorry, playing or canceled rash on Spotify, on playlist, on the Passion of the Christ, on Chariots of Fire.
Okay, Johnny.
Hi.
Arm burning rash pain WebMD.
You have cancer.
Winner, winner.
Thus the internet.
Yes.
I knew I didn't even have to give John a personality for that. Just let him run with it.
Yep.
I have experience. Hey, Google. I love you.
Good stuff. Our next game is going to be a game called On the Spot Punchline. I am randomly going to call on our cast members, and they are going to give me just the punchline to a joke. A real joke? A made-up joke? Who's to say? We're going to kick things off with Ty.
So Hi said, is Pepsi okay?
Big Matt.
And she said, try this cream. It'll clear that right up.
James.
That is T-U-R-T-L-E wrong.
John.
Why was there white stuff in it?
Jason.
Five.
Jason.
And that's what I said. That's not your penis.
Big Matt.
Syphilis.
Sensing a theme. James.
Dopey fucked a penguin. Dopey fucked a penguin.
John.
Why? But why does it smell like breasts?
And let's bookend it with ending with Ty.
Because 7-6-9.
Oh,
nice.
Classic.
I defy you, listeners, to say that any of those were made up punchlines and not part of an actual joke.
Our just next social game, diseases.
Game called Coming Soon. This is going to be for James, Jason, and Ty. In that order, James, Jason, and Ty will be contributing one sentence each to a movie trailer that is it's kind of a feel-good movie. It's called My Pet Shark.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Coming this summer, the joyride of a lifetime.
Get the kids out of the pool and throw them in the ocean for this biggest hit.
Just when you thought it was safe to laugh in the ocean.
You thought you could free Willy. Well, what about freeing Chompy?
From the writers of Air Bud 7.
And the director of Flipper 12. This time it's impersonable.
And starring third guy from the left from that movie you forgot.
Also starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just because we have to.
And a story of love and laughter as large as the ocean.
When man meets beast, will love collide?
At the speed of bubbles this summer.
Blowholes can't wait.
We think you're gonna need a bigger heart.
For all the love you're going to feel for My Pet Shark.
Soundtrack by Liza Minnelli.
Please don't come.
There was some gold in there.
Wow, guys. I don't know.
That was really well done. Oh, and good listeners, that sound can only mean one thing. We are coming up on our last game of this episode.
Oh.
This is going to be a game called Last Word, First Word. This is going to feature Big Matt and John. John, you are calling Big Matt because you want to cancel your Netflix account.
Oh, no. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Netflix?
Netflix. Yeah, that's us.
Oh, cool. I'm a poor person. I don't have any money. So I got to cancel some stuff and I want to cancel some Netflix.
Netflix is good. Why would you want to cancel it?
Well, just one of those things. I don't watch anything on Netflix anymore.
Anymore? What did you used to watch?
You know, all the fun stuff with the crazy kid cheerleader squad Martian stuff. You know, the popular show that all the kids liked.
Liked? I think they still like it, man. We're doing pretty good here at Netflix, and we don't want to lose you.
Okay, but I got to cancel. So how do we do this, man?
Man... I really think you need to rethink this. We have so much good stuff coming out. So many made for Netflix movies, series. You just want to stick around. I mean, Stranger Things 5 is on the way.
Never got into that show. I mean, that was not, you know, the Martian show was probably, you know, was the peak. And now I don't know, you know, what other shows are on the network?
Network News was actually on HBO. That was a different streaming service. Sorry.
Okay. But what does Netflix have to offer me that I might maybe be enticed to stay? Oh.
Stay with us and you'll find out. We have so many good series coming. Like I said, Stranger Things 5 is coming. We've got this movie, something about what's inside that just was released. Trust me, you're going to want to stick around at least through Christmas.
Christmas? I don't know, man. What's coming out during Christmas time that might be interesting?
Interesting fact. We got a new Krampus movie coming. So we had the one from a few years ago with Adam Scott in it. And that was a hit. Everyone liked it. It was kind of like a good Halloween Christmas mashup. So we've got Krampus 2 coming. And this one has The Rock in it in three different parts.
Parts. Is that a movie? Isn't that a movie as well?
Well, I think you're thinking of one called Skin, which is a different movie altogether. It had a lot of, I mean, it did have like body parts in it, but also a lot of skin.
Skin. I have a lot of skin in this game about canceling this Netflix.
For the life of me, I don't want to end this game.
Just the pain. It's too sweet.
The awkwardness is too good.
The awkwardness of and the pain of forgetting things. What else is out there?
Oh. Universally?
There are what kind of genres do you like? Give me your favorite genre.
I have to stop that there, or I'm going to run out of cloud recording space on this. Oh, my God.
I thought it was almost a real call for a little while.
That was wonderful, John. There is nothing to apologize for.
I forgot it was first word, last word.
We know.
I kept going with it, but you got there. No, you got there eventually.
You got there.
Just retitle the game.
I'll tell you what.
First word, some word.
Yeah. I got so wrapped up in it, I didn't even notice that there was mistakes in that at all. That was just
great.
Wow.
And just went bloop. I'm like,
listeners, while we have been recording this episode, we have been filtering the audio through our humor computer 9000, and it has been determining where the comedy bits have been the strongest. And it should be no surprise at all that our winner this episode is John Galvo.
Hey.
Well done, sir. Giving the old Netflix operator a little so the tables have turned. I love how Matt answered so belligerently. Yeah, Netflix, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
And John just completely flipped it on the fact that Matt was just like, how do I get out of this call?
His desperation felt very Netflix.
John, being the winner of this episode, you get to kick off the closing credits. Please let our listeners know where they can find more John J. Galbo.
You can find me at the Bermuda Triangle getting lost. Or acpnet.net.
Jason.
Well, hopefully, if my scenes didn't get cut, I'll still be in My Pet Shark this summer. Other than that, jpollardvo.com, twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
Hi.
High Anxiety Media at Twitch and High Anxiety at
James.
You can find me at Rev Voice, where I do things sometimes, but probably a couple. And this, you find me here at IJOV.net.
And Big Matt.
Insta and Facebook, Matt Nislanik VO, ACX, Matthew Nislanik, same thing on Amazon. I do audiobooks, and you can find them there.
And I've been your host, Rob Patrick, this evening. You can find out about me and all of the other great things about our cast members over at IJOV.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. It also has the links to all of our social media platforms, so please go out and follow us on the socials. And it has the link to our YouTube channel, so smash that like button, subscribe to our channel so you know when we drop new episodes, so you can listen to them before all your friends. Cool. Thanks for joining us, folks. We will see you next time on Inside Joke, Outside Voice.
What if I don't have friends?
Sucker!
Netflix.
This, my friend.